This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shahzana and Chow Ning. Let's get a quick update on the FBM KLCI at 9:18 this morning.
Well, it's in the red, but not as bad as when markets initially opened. The index is only down 0.15%, 1,395 points. Just to bear in mind, today is the last trading day of the month. It's also heading into the last part. Well, it's heading into a new quarter, the last quarter of the year. So we should see some action in terms of book closing towards the end of the month as funds actually reallocate their portfolios.
All right, indeed. We are turning our attention now, though, to the REIT sector. Not all REITs are performing the same. Some sectors such as retail and industrial are performing better than office space. While the world is transitioning into endemicity and borders continue to open, there's also a looming risk of an economic recession.
Meanwhile, we shouldn't forget, for 2022, Bank Negara has raised the overnight policy rate by 75 basis points to 2.5%, narrowing the gap between the 10-year MGS yield and a REIT's dividend yield. So as a result, the question we ask ourselves is, are REITs still a valid asset class and should investors still be positioning for certain segments within the space?
Now for some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Jessica Low, equity analyst at MIDF Amanah Investment Bank. Jessica, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Now, first question for you. Why should investors continue to be weighted on REITs in light of a rising interest rate environment and a potential recession?
Hi, good morning. I think the impact of rising interest rate is minimal to REITs. This is in terms of the rising borrowing cost. However, if we look at a broader picture, REIT will continue to see earnings recovery in fourth quarter this year and also next year. This is because rental income will continue to recover. This will be supported by improved shopper footfall and also positive rental reversion outlook. So we think investors should stay invested in REITs.
Are you not concerned about the narrowing differential between the 10-year MGS yield and a REIT's dividend yield, though?
I think the yield is still fairly attractive compared to the fixed income assets.
So is the industrial sector still in a sweet spot, or are you seeing a slowdown in e-commerce from less online activities?
My view is that outlook for industrial sector would remain stable, despite we may see a slowdown in e-commerce post-COVID. As people spend at physical store. I think that e-commerce will remain doing well in the long term. And so demand for industrial space will stay supported.
Let's look at the office REITs though. Do you think office REITs are adjusting to the structural shift of more hybrid working and flexible working arrangements? I mean, can you give us an idea of how the listed office REITs are performing in terms of rental reversions and occupancy rates?
With the normalizing economic activity and also now employees are encouraged to work from office now, I think demand for office space will recover. But that said, occupancy rate, I expect to improve just slightly. But rental reversion will remain flattish. This is due to the oversupply situation in the office space.
So there are strong expectations of an increase in private consumption in the second half of 2022 from more cash goodies from budget 2023, especially for the B40 group. Do you see this as boosting retail REITs?
If there are cash goodies from budget 2023 for B40 group, we will expect some spillover effect to retail REIT because people will allocate a portion of the cash goodie for retail spending. That will boost retail REIT. Because it will increase the tenant sales and also turnover rent of REITs.
Okay, so let's dive a little bit deeper when it comes to this retail REITs. Can you give us an idea of how the malls within the three large retail REITs, which is Pavilion, Sunway and IGB, have actually performed on a year-to-date basis in terms of footfall, rental reversion and occupancy, which are the key matrices that we pay attention to?
All right, for the three large retail REITs, footfall have been recovered very well. Close to pre-pandemic level, and rental reversion have returned to positive territory. As for occupancy rate, it has maintained high at above 90%. This is due to the strategic location of the malls.
And are you expecting any incentives from Budget 2023, which may affect your view on REITs?
Aside from the cash goodie, I would say if there are any incentives to promote tourism sector of Malaysia, that will be positive to the sector. The higher tourist arrival will help improve footfall of shopping mall and also help in tenant sales. And also higher tourist arrival will also help the hotel industry, because some REITs such as Sunway REIT and also KLCC Stable Group have exposure in the hotel industry.
So, the trillion-dollar question as usual. What's your preference in terms of the sector within the REIT space? What are your top picks?
Okay, I think retail REIT should be top rank because we will see earnings recovery in the retail segment going forward. And also the higher tourist arrival going forward. If more country opens their border, particularly China, will serve as a boost to the sector. As for number two, I will rank industrial sector. I think the performance of the industrial segment would remain stable with a minimal positive rental reversion. As for office segment, it will remain very challenging due to oversupply in office space.
All right.
My top pick for the sectors are IGB REIT and also Sunway REIT, because I see earnings outlook for the two REITs will be sustained by the positive rental reversion and also the good quality retail assets.
Jessica, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. That was Jessica Lau, equity analyst at MIDF Amanah Investment Bank, giving us her top picks. She mentioned IGB and Sunway.
Yeah, in terms of the sector preference, it's very much retail, industrial, and then probably office, because office, as we know, hybrid working is here to stay, and there is a lot more office space coming up on stream in the next few years. Look at TRX, that's a big office environment coming up. Now, if we look at her picks, right, IGB REIT, definitely one of the top picks in Malaysia. As a result, the yield is actually not exactly very high. But of course, occupancy for that is probably at all-time highs. And then if you look at Sunway, it's more of a mixed REIT. It has hotels, it has even, I do believe, the education assets of the Sunway Group, and of course, the malls. So we look at Sunway REIT in terms of the analyst community. Let me bring it up on Bloomberg. There is currently 7 buys, 8 holds, so a bit mixed. Consensus target price for this stock is 1 ringgit and 61 cents. Last done price is 1 ringgit and 38 cents. If we look at the indicative yield, we are looking at 6.12%, so rather healthy there. And let me quickly try and bring up the IGB REIT. If we look at that, okay, I must pick the right one because they have two. One is the commercial and the other one is actually the mall. So if we look at the, if I look at the mall, okay, up, we have a indicative yield, this one, I do believe, also 6%. And if we look at the analyst community, I would think this one is probably evenly mixed as well. So yes, 7 buys, 6 holds. Target price for this stock is 1 ringgit and 80 cents. This morning, the stock is down 1 cent to 1 ringgit and 59 cents.
All right, 9:28 in the morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And then after that, on the property show, it's the monthly property legal clinic. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.